My name is Demetrius Johnson, and I'm in eighth grade, finna be a freshman.
Okay. And what story about suspension would you like to tell?
Well, I've been being suspended mostly all my life for fights. I don't know what it is, but people like to pick fights with me. And, like, before the end of the school year, I got jumped on by two kids, and I ended up getting suspended because I beat both of them up. But it was for self-defense, and I got suspended for nothing. So they said they was just going to suspend us all for 10 days. So I missed out on my education for 10 days just for fighting back and not wanting to get beat up because I wasn't willing to get beat up.
What happened, so you ended up being out of school for 10 days?
Yeah.
And what happened afterwards?
I came back to school, and the guys came up to me, and they was like, yeah, my bad for jumping on you, but they were apologizing, and I was catching up on my work. I was kind of behind. I didn't know what we were doing because they had moved on from the lesson that they were being taught. So I had to, like, catch up on my work. And it was around report card time, so my grades wasn't as good as I knew they could be.
So could you say more about what impact the suspension had on you?
Yeah, I was kind of like, skip school. I don't need to go to school. I can just sit outside, chill with some of my friends, or I could just sit in the house and play video games. I didn't want to go to school anymore because I felt like if I went to school, I was just going to get suspended again because people at my school just don't know no better, and they just like to fight or see fights, and they just egg on the stupidest things.
How old were you, or what grade were you in when this happened?
I was in seventh grade, and I was 14.
Are there other things about this incident in particular, or about suspension, either another experience that you've had or experience that you know of from somebody else that you want to say a little bit more about, like what happened and how it affected you?
Yeah, my cousin got suspended for ripping a paper ruler. I don't see how that is going to help anything by suspending him for ripping a paper ruler. It was just going to make him miss out on his education, and he missed a couple days from the ISAT. And it made me mad because it was just a paper ruler. He could have just made another one.
And who made the decision that he was going to be suspended?
The principal and the teacher. And assistant principal.
If we were to go back to talking about the time that you were suspended for the 10 days, what do you think were some of the causes that sort of led up to this situation?
Like the fighting is one of the causes. The guys were gang members, and they knew who I was. They knew my brother, and they just wanted to pick with me, but they did not know what I was capable of, so I just had to fight back and accept the consequences. Even though I shouldn't have got consequences for fighting back, I just took my punishment and went on with my life. I still ended up passing, and while they're going to spend their life going to jail back and forth, I'm trying to get my life together, because I've been in the streets once before. Like, I fought different gangs. I've been jumped on by different gangs. I've been picked with all my life, so I know now that the streets is not what's good for anybody. If I can give any advice, I would tell people to stay off the streets. All you're going to do is end up locked up or either dead.
What advice would you have for schools when it comes to suspension or the impact that suspension is having on students? What would you want them, what would you want to see different?
I want to see them do like an investigation on what the cause of the cause of the issue was, and see if they can help the kids that were involved in it become friends or work things out or apologize with each other and give them peer juries. That way, if they do it again, then it will be cause for a suspension or to take action. But they don't do that, so.
What do you think that students can do to, like, make a change around this?
They can just get along and show the school that they don't really need all the security guards and the metal detectors and peer jury or anything else. They can just, like, come there, get their education, leave, and then go outside with their friends or whatever. Do their homework and then go outside.
What do you think students can do to let the school know, like, what they think should be different around, like, discipline or suspension? Like, how can they make their voices be heard, do you think?
I think they can make their voices heard by, like, doing something kind of like this, send something to the Board of Education, like a documentary film on how kids feel about their school or whatever, and, like, see if that can help them change what they're going to do. Because if they get rid of the basketball, the football, and any other sports, then kids are not going to be willing to come to school, because that's the only thing that probably keeps the male and some of the female students sane, because they have something else that they can do after school, like the basketball teams, the wrestling teams, the football team, the volleyball team. They can have things to do instead of go outside and get blessed into gangs or jumped into gangs or however they work that process out. And I think they can just do better in life.
Is there anything that you'd like to add?
Stay in school. Don't think that if you just go to school, you're going to get locked up. Try, and if you succeed, then you'll have great things that come to you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.